Hello, I'm Vanessa, and before we begin, I want to talk a little bit about what you're manifesting and why. If you haven't done the worksheets for Manifest Evolution, or have done some kind of heart test to make sure that you're in line with your true self and goals, then I would go back and make sure you do that first. Why, you may ask? Because when we want manifestations that are in line with our hearts and highest self, we feel happy, joyous, motivated, and loving. However, when we desire manifestations from a place of fear, for example, maybe you're lacking the money to pay your rent, or lacking the money to buy a car and are afraid of the payment with the current salary that you have, or maybe you want $1 million for retirement because you're afraid of how you're going to survive and support yourself when you retire. However, there are two sides for every want. What you have and the lack of what you have. If you're creating from a place of fear, you're focusing on what you don't have, and that fear will keep driving your life to more and more fearful situations to play out that fear. However, if you see yourself feeling happy and free, maybe in a new house that just makes you feel joyous, or in a new car where you just like the feeling of the seats under you, or maybe you like feeling how spacious it is. Whatever makes you feel good. You may see yourself being able to spend more time with your family and feel the freedom that having more money brings to you. However, you don't always have to know what you want or what you want to manifest. Sometimes you just want to feel better. So you want to feel what support, love, joy, freedom, relief, enthusiasm feels like. And let the universe bring those experiences to help you feel that way. That's actually how I started. I wanted the perfect career, but I had no idea what that was. However, I knew I wanted to feel free, challenged, creative, and helpful. Like I was giving something to the world, supported, and I wanted to be collaborative. I knew I wanted to share my gifts with the world, and although I didn't know what those gifts were, I knew a part of my journey here was going to be about teaching and sharing a part of my life. And now, after I've been doing that, I'm feeling those things, and my purpose is being revealed to me as I go. So after you're in line with your heart and joy-driven instead of fear-driven, let's dive in. Make sure you have a pen and paper available to you. Write up to three areas of your life or things you would like to manifest. Get in a comfortable position, upright if possible. Start by breathing in and out. In and out. Yourself connected to your heart, maybe your higher self, whatever it is you want to feel connected to while you're breathing in and out. You're feeling the breath go down, turn around, and come back out. Another breath and feel the breath going deeper into your stomach and even into your pelvis. Great. Keep breathing in and out. On every breath, you're breathing in light, loving, crystalline energy. And on the out-breath, breathing out any negative energy, frustrations, stress, or tightness in the body. Breathing in light and love. Breathing out anything that's not serving you at this moment. Relaxing. Letting go. starting at the top of the head, the eyes, the cheeks, the mouth, the jaw, letting yourself relax, relaxing your scalp, your neck, your throat, your shoulders, letting them sink down, relaxing the arms, the elbows, the hands, relaxing your chest, the abdomen, your pelvis. Relaxing your spine, starting at the top and going all the way down to your tailbone. Relaxing your hips, your thighs, and your knees. Feeling them sink into the ground. Relaxing your shins, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Feeling your whole body relax and just breathe. Sinking deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now, as you continue to breathe, in your mind, you find that your body is getting lighter and lighter. And you picture yourself rising up into the sky. You pass through what looks like an energy screen. And as you go up, you shake yourself. And as you pass through the screen, all of the heavy energy that's holding you down is left behind. And any other heavy energy is shaken off. Any energy that you've held from others is returned to them, and any of your own energy that you've given away is returned to you. And as you keep breathing, you soon find yourself on top of a mountain, or maybe a cloud. It could even be the top of a castle. Wherever you are, you're able to look down with a different, refreshing, more aware and heart-centered perspective. Feel into your heart. Feel how good you feel. Relaxed, stress-free, refreshed, energized, light. Finding a comfortable spot, you sit down, thinking of one of the things you would like to manifest. What are the feelings that come with that? If it's abundance and wealth, does it feel like joy, freedom, calm, security, support, ease? If it's romance, does it feel fun, engaging, exciting, connected? What does that feel like to you? Take a few minutes and really feel what that feels like. You can write things down if you wish. And then what does that feeling look like to you? It may be a clear picture, maybe a symbol, a color, a smell, a taste, a sound. Just feel into what you're sensing. Again, you may write things down if you wish. Thank you. Now coming back to the next thing that you would like to manifest, take the next area of your life. What are the feelings that come with that? And what does that feeling look like to you? Again, it may be a clear picture. It may be a symbol, a color, a smell, a taste, a sound. Just feel into what you're sensing. You may need to pause this here and do this with as many things as you want to manifest. As you finish, you smile, just breathing in that relaxed feeling, thanking your higher self for helping you. And now you're coming back down from wherever you are, yet you're able to stay in this lightness, this love. Staying in your heart. You're coming back into the body, feeling your breath go in and come back out. Going in and coming back out. You're feeling relaxed and energized at the same time. And now you can wiggle your fingers. And open your eyes, feeling back into the body, feeling grateful for the experience you just had. Thank you. Now you're ready to get started with that feeling board.